producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Emphasis on the horn.
Horn.
Beep, 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 beep. And Rich McFadden, Kenny beep, Kessler.
Beep, beep, beep.
Here we are cruising beep. For a bruising.
No, I want to not get bruising.
The Donald has raised once again eligibility questions about rival Ted Cruz, who, for those of you who don't get this whole scenario, Cruz was born in Canada to an American mother. So that apparently is enough to satisfy the clause in the Constitution aimed at what the definition is of a natural-born citizen. Not natural-born killer, natural-born citizen. Donald doesn't even care about that. So Cruz responded by tweeting out a clip of Fonzie jumping the shark.
Jumping the shark.
Has a good sense of humor about it. But does that affect... Really and truly, I'm not a Cruz fan. I don't like most of these, one way or another. There's something you can find, I suppose, good in all of them and not so good in all of them. Cruz has never been anybody who really appealed to me. So it doesn't make any difference. I don't see him as somebody that I would vote for. But then there are a lot of people who would vote for him. Apparently our friends in Iowa. I think that he's pretty cool. At least some people do. What do you do in this circumstance? Does it make a difference? Why was that clause put into the Constitution in the first place? For those of you who are constitutionalists, believe in the Constitution.
For an interest from running our country.
Ah, there you go. So is this going to be, if he gets to be president, the Canadians take over?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm probably...
Open up the border between Canada and Mexico, make it all one, Canada and the United States, right. Make it all one country?
I'm probably a good person on this one because I never liked Cruz.
Good.
Don't know why I didn't like him. I thought he was probably a little bit too Tea Party-ish for me.
Yeah, I like the Tea Party.
But he's warmed up to me in the last... I've warmed up to him in the past, I don't know, month, 2 months.
Yeah.
He's really smart.
And actually started really giving him a shot. And then I hear this yesterday, which I knew, but had forgotten about.
He's got two passports, by the way. He has a Canadian passport.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it makes me stop and think.
Uh-huh.
I like Cruz, too, but this is something that needs to be addressed. And Donald Trump has consistently gone after people that have, he went after the president, and he went after Obama.
But how do you prove this? And who takes him to court to prove that he is an American?
There's nothing to prove. The facts are the facts. He was born in Canada to an American mother and a Cuban father. That's it. It's all done. Now it's just a matter of what is the definition of an American
citizen. But can somebody challenge? What would go on in court?
Right.
Who knows what could... is the court proceeding that would keep him off the ballot? And that's, I think, what Trump is suggesting, isn't
it? I don't think he could win,
and then someone could contest it, and then you'd have a president who was wrapped up in court.
Nothing's going to happen soon enough to keep him off the ballot. It would be this
He's
whole...
He's on the ballots already.
Yeah, it would be this whole birther thing after the fact.
Okay, there's a Netflix documentary called Making a Murderer that has caused a lot of support to be developed for this fellow... Stephen Avery, the man, this is something that is really interesting as social media and television and entertainment influence what's going on in the legal community. There's a website that's been set up by the family with the help of the hacker group Anonymous to allow people to donate money to the legal fund. So far, the family has collected $2,100 through the site. I guess the $1,200 has been sent to their home. What's the real issue here? What is the questioning?
Netflix
series
is looking at this guy Stephen Avery, and they're
look at
trying
a picture of this guy. He looks like a bad dude.
Well, they're saying that he actually didn't do it, and I think the Netflix show is actually trying to pin it on his nephew and showing reason why how the media can convict someone, make them into a murderer, which is what the story's all about. Uh-huh. And it's actually they ignore the facts in the case, which point to the nephew being there. But here's the thing.
Our legal system could do that to somebody?
Or the media. Forget that. I mean, the media can do that. Yeah. I was chatting with Courtney in my office, and she was like, this show is great, Jen. You've got to watch it. It's so clear. This guy didn't do it. I haven't seen the show yet. I will watch it at some point and try to make my own decision. But, you know, as much as Netflix can paint the media as making someone guilty or a murderer, can Netflix really prove someone's innocence? I mean, how come
is it up to them to do that?
Yeah, are we believing what Netflix is putting out there? I mean, everybody's got a horse in the race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Kenny, what did you start to say?
The sheriff in this case and the prosecutor are speaking out now because apparently when Netflix made this documentary, they left out like 9 important things.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That prove that this guy is guilty.
There's DNA evidence that the guy is guilty.
Yeah, but they left that out of the documentary, and people are watching it and thinking, oh, this is real, it's true.
That's the danger with the media, with us. And we do this every week. Every week there's a story where we're like, oh, did you see what that guy did?
Yeah, right.
And we don't have all
jumping conclusions.
We assume that Netflix or whomever is telling us a true story when they're telling you a story from their perspective.
Well, that's the truth. There's so many people's truth. There's a difference between the truth and facts.
So is there any truth, then?
Yeah. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
It's showbiz.
Yeah. It's showbiz.
Right. But is that all it is? Is there truth to it? There's no
questions. The news
questions.
Is showbiz.
I trust our legal system just a teeny bit. Not much more, but just a smidge more than I trust Netflix.
Look at all of these cop-killing citizens news events that we see every month now. I mean, within minutes, we've decided, my goodness, this person is bad and he should go to jail.
Yeah. Guilty, not guilty.
Right, exactly. That's why the system doesn't really work. All right, let me ask you about luminosity. Or is it called luminoscopy? Or
it's luminosity.
Luminosity. Luminoscopy sounds like something that a proctologist would do. So what is luminosity? It's supposed to be good for your brain. That's why I'm looking at it, because I want to do as many things to keep my brain working as possible. What does this do for my brain?
It's a website where you can go play games, take quizzes, do all kinds of brain teases to help keep your brain healthy and active.
Okay.
And they claim that the quizzes and games and everything that they do help your brain stay healthy.
So the United States government, Justice Department, has sued Lumosity.
Luminosity.
Huh?
Luminosity.
That's what is how it's spelled?
You're saying Lumosity.
Him too.
Put an N in the middle.
Yeah, okay. So the people who developed this have to refund $2 million. It's a class action lawsuit from customers because the U.S. government says it misled buyers about the cognitive benefits of the programs and the apps and that sort of thing, that your brain wouldn't be saved from Alzheimer's and dementia or whatever. Yeah, that's a foolish claim to make. Why would you make that claim? Just sell it on the basic benefits of learning more skills, that kind of stuff. But because Alzheimer's and dementia is such a big problem in our country, it's a sales technique, and it's the same kind of thing the government goes after the supplement business for, so there ought to be some consistency here, because this is nothing more than basically a supplement.
The FTC even put out a statement. The director of the FTC, Jessica Rich, says, and get this, Doug, Lumosity, she even called it Lumosity, preyed on consumers' fears about age-related cognitive decline, suggesting their gains could stave off memory loss, dementia, and even Alzheimer's.
There you go.
But Lumosity simply did not have the science to back its ads up.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But she should have used it so she could have remembered what its real name was.
Right, exactly. But you know what, Doug? You attach this to vitamins and whatnot.
Yeah.
There isn't science that says that probiotics do what they say they do.
Well, there is for probiotics, but there are a lot of supplements that don't have scientific proof. There is with probiotics, but there isn't to make, like vitamin C, for example. There's no science that says if you take vitamin C, it'll prevent a cold.
Right.
Well, there's
exactly.
Nothing in science, no matter where you go, that finds anything that'll prevent a cold. I can tell you from practical experience, I don't get colds because I take vitamin C, echinacea, zinc, and probiotics to keep my stomach adjusted. That's my experience. Your experience might be different. You might take all those things and then throw up.
So the government is the one who decides whether
yes.
the science is good or not.
Yeah, let's hear it from the government.
So Luminosity, which has been around since 2007, has 50 games, and you subscribe to however amount of games you want,
yeah.
and it's $5 to $15 a month, and it's on an auto-renewable
I'm going to sign up.
And what's wrong with exercising your brain? I mean, it's not like it's hurting anybody.
It's good for your brain.
Whether
that's the way you do keep
work
your brain. Password, puzzles, all that, like Sudoku.
They're just saying you don't have proof that this actually does what you say it does.
Right, they don't have, but the government doesn't have proof. You know what? The other side of it is, you want to argue this?
The government doesn't have proof
that it doesn't help.
Yeah.
So there you go. And probably $2 million is, like we say often, it's the cost of doing business. Okay, so we'll put $2 million in the budget to pay fines and keep doing what we're doing. Speaking of that, are you using Superbeats? Please raise your hand.
Yep.
If you checked your nitric oxide level this morning with a strip that you get from doing business with Neogenis, the Neo 40 capsule that you take upon arising that melts in your mouth and becomes instantly absorbed into your system to give you that. It's not a high, but it's a charge. Get you going in moments when things are, I can envision this going on. As a matter of fact, I've seen it happen. People get up in the morning, they're like robots. Brush their teeth, take a shower, put on their clothes, have a little something to eat, go out, get in the car, and forget to open the car door. Open the garage door. Okay, in reverse, clonk. And that's what we're talking about. People are in this place when you wake up and you need something to phase you out of it. And that's what the Neo 40 capsule is. Wakes you right up, all natural. This is basically the encapsulated Super Beats, the powder that we talk about that gives your body a shot of adrenaline, but it's not. It's like adrenaline because it opens up the veins and the arteries, gets the blood flow around to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your internal organs, keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. There are so many, I give you 89 different reasons why you ought to be using Super Beats. It's very easy to use. You pour in a teaspoon, mix it with a glass of water, 4 or 6 ounces of cold water, consume it immediately. It'll wake you up in the afternoon, give you that energy boost that happens when you at the end of the after lunch and stuff, things slow down. Oh, my God, I want to go home. Take this. The boss will be impressed, really and truly. There's a special offer right now on the Neo 40 product and Super Beats, and you ought to take them both together every day. It really is. I'm looking at some official advice from doctors who are really focused on blood pressure, things going on in your circulatory system, and the agreement there is pretty much across the board in what happens as you rejuvenate your aging arteries. That's really the message that I want you to carry forward. Improve your circulation and your heart health. Do not become a heart health statistic. Your vascular health keeps you alive and well. We can all attest to that because we're taking it. So here's what you do. You call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com, order a couple of boxes of Neo 40, get some free Super Beats, the nitric oxide book, and the saliva testing strips, so you know how much of this you need to have in your system. No caffeine, no artificial anything. It's just beets, non-GMO beets, powdered, that make the difference. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, the number 800-655-4183. This is pretty spectacular stuff here. And we got the story. DougLikesBeats.com, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
The day then today at DougSteffen.com. This is from Cracked's YouTube channel. So can he explain Cracked for the unwashed that don't know what they would get if they went to the YouTube channel, the Cracked YouTube channel?
Cracked is a comedy website, kind of like Funny or Die. Mm-hmm. They also have a channel that streams. That's where Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee plays.
Really? Oh, that's something that you can stream anytime, right? Is that like a podcast, watching that?
Yeah, you can stream all of the shows from that series.
And all right.
So now and stuff.
You got that in your mind. You understand how this works. There is a popular portion of Crack's channel. It's called Honest Ads. They take a series. They're actually, at this moment in time, because of what's going on with our weight and exercise and all that sort of thing, so they take aim at gyms and memberships for gyms, as a lot of people flock to them. New Year's resolution, I'm losing weight. So here's some of the audio from the video you got to see, because I'm sure the nuance that comes from watching these people as they come in to sign up. But this, a little bit of audio. Let's see if we can get out of that.
Gyms. They're the only way you can get fit, aside from all the other ways, and the only place you can get juice, aside from lots of others. And while you could improve your health with a t-shirt, shorts, and determination, part of you thinks you can buy fitness.
I'm Roger, and you're going to pay me to let you do exercises in my building, because at Horton's Center to Move Around In, you can move around in many different ways. And if these sexy toned statue people don't convince you to join,
your deep-seated fears and occasional optimism will. So sign up for a gym membership today. We'd love to have you as a member, because you remind us of our current members. They're out of shape shame monsters who don't come here regularly and who signed our contract because it gave them a momentary burst of hope endorphins. Those lumpin' sad balls never actually come here, and their fees more than subsidize the rare gym member who does show up. Mm-hmm. It's our entire business model, that and making the Terry Crews wannabes who do come here feel inadequate
until they hire hire expensive personal trainers.
Personal trainers, of course, are a service.
I think we got the gist of this. Really, how many people have gone to gyms and then used a personal trainer at the gym? Richie, did you ever do that?
I've never used a personal trainer. My nephew is a personal trainer.
Yeah, I know he is. All right, what about you, Kenny?
No, I had a gym membership for a while and was approached by a couple different personal trainers there who wanted me to hire them.
My wife used it. My wife paid $1,000
for how much training?
I don't know, 20 sessions or something like that.
$1,050 a session.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Not
all
bad.
Right. What about you, Jen?
No, not at the gym. Mm-mm.
No, never had a trainer.
But now, that said, I go to Taekwondo, and there's an instructor
That's
for every single class.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's kind of a trainer. I mean, you know, the other night, 100 jumping jacks. You know, do this, do that, do this. And he walks us through the whole workout.
All right. So if Meredith is listening right now, she's rolling her eyeballs because she's listening to the thread of this conversation about trainers. And the reason I'm into this is because this time of year, there are so many people who have gone to the gym. They don't know what they're doing. They haven't got a clue. They get hurt.
Yep.
The first thing they do is pick up the wrong weight. You really do have need for instruction.
If you're going to go use the weights, have somebody show you how
to do it. So I had this trainer.
Some of the equipment's confusing.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. I had this trainer working with me this last year who is moderately expensive. I say that with a smile on my face because he was pretty expensive. But he has done more to train me the right way to do things on my own than anybody else that I've ever worked
with. And you're a guy that's always used trainers.
Yes, I have always used trainers. Yeah, it's very important to learn. If you're going to do it right. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt.
My nephew does these boot camps, and they are
very hard to get. All right, word to the wise, sufficient. Hopefully, 28 after on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy. As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission. But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
What makes the JCPenney Super Saturday sale so super? That's easy. Super savings. Hurry in this Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. and save on night-to-day doorbusters like JCPenney Home, Solid, or Stripe Bath Towel, just $4.99. Plus, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select apparel, home, shoes, fine jewelry, and accessories. Download our app for coupons and to sign up for JCPenney Rewards. It's super. It's savings. It's JCPenney. Coupon valid 1-7 to 1-10. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon on details.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stephen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Kenny Kessler is here. Yet another problem now for football. This is the, if you are in the trending box or have been there or visit, you might want to check out some of the stories that we think are important. We pass them along to you. And one of the places you find them is in that trending box at DougStephan.com. For example, this 25-year-old former college football player who got hit in his head over and over and over again, showing signs of brain damage after he died, that may offer some clues about how concussions impact those who are playing these rough sports. This man had CTE, this chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Encephalopathy? Yeah, that's what it is. That's the traumatic brain disorder that can only be diagnosed after you're dead. He died of a heart attack related to an infection in his heart, but in the autopsy, they checked out his brain and they found damage consistent with CTE.
Could CTE have caused the heart attack?
That's another question I don't have an answer to, but I'm guessing the answer to that may be yes. So your perception that these sorts of afflictions only happen to the pros is absolutely wrong. And I go back to not wanting to sound like a lecturer on the college circuit, but this is one of my big deals because I think it's a part of our public service, actually, to keep talking about things that are bad. You don't like listening to me talk about it, then turn the radio off for a while.
This guy suffered more than 10 concussions.
Wow.
10. All while playing football.
Crazy.
The first was 8 years old.
Eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was
never went to the hospital. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was chatting with Fred Dreyer the other day, and he was talking
Fred
about...
Fred Dreyer was the guy who started as Hunter, and he's a football player before.
And he scored 2 safeties in 1 game, only got to do that, played for the Giants and the Rams. He has said this before, and it is so true. He's like, the answer is not getting rid of football as a
sport. It's teaching them how to play
it
the right way.
It's teaching them how to take a hit and how to deliver
a hit. But they don't want to, Jennifer, because either they're not smart enough or people want to watch the raucous, rough action.
You know, what I can't even understand is I was watching the Broncos.
And by the way, women like this as much as men do.
Oh, sure. I was watching the football game this weekend, and, you know, it kind of struck me. Pardon the pun. These guys, when they score a touchdown, instead of hitting each other on the butt or patting each other on the back, they're hitting each other on the head. I mean, are you nuts? Like, why? You're choosing extra harm to your body? I mean, I know it seems minor, but why would you even try?
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, they make an effort to try and make the game safer with rules, penalties.
Yeah.
But, you know, I saw a guy this week took a hit to the head, and it was accidental. Nobody did anything on purpose. And one of the Redskins, and I was just like, man, when you saw that guy get hit, you were like, oof. But the key here, I mean, you look at this. Read just about this guy, okay? He suffered more than 10 concussions. Hell, a red flag.
Yeah.
After a couple, you probably should call it quits.
Yeah.
Okay?
But they don't know that, so they're going to have it's their pride. I'm a real man. Look at me. I can play football. I'm tough. I get knocked down. I get back up again like a robot.
None resulted in hospitalization.
None.
Now, I can tell you, when I go to see my mother, who lives in the community where I grew up.
She plays football?
Well, we drive right past a building that says the Concussion Center.
Yeah.
And every kid in that community before they start playing sports is required. My niece had to do this when she played field hockey, lacrosse, is required to go get an exam so that they have an AB to test against in case you ever do get hit. Now, so this is the way
baseline.
It's handled now. So they have the baseline. So at high school sports level, you are required to get this baseline test before you start playing the sport so that they can see whether you have had any damage done.
What in the world would you subject your kids to?
I mean, just Doug, read that. 10 concussions.
I saw it.
But the thing is, with this case, they said that there was diagnosis in practice, a history exam, neuropsychological testing, and an MRI, and they found nothing. Mm-hmm. So that's why he kept playing.
Well, that's because he didn't go to Seriscan. It's hard to find. Seriscan is that company. I'm going to go back and visit them this winter at some point. They're in Denver. They're the ones that started me on this whole toot almost 5 years ago when I had my head examined. They wanted the fellow who runs it is a friend of mine who happened to have been on the board of trustees with me at Heidelberg at the time. So he said, why don't you come into Denver and we'll put you through the paces and we'll see what your brain looks like in comparison to our other 3,400 prior tests. And they were all football players. And I looked at how this software not only will tell you what's going on in your brain at the moment, but the history of your brain. And through that information, they can predict whether your brain may be subject to the foibles of dementia or Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff, based on the patterns of damage. Now, I fell down a flight of stairs when I was 3 years old, cracked my head open on a metal door jamb. And I would have died had I not had on one of those snowsuits, and my hoodie was up. And that's what absorbed much of the bluntness of the impact. But I will tell you, I've got a scar almost 2 inches long on the side of my head under my hair, as you can see. And when I had the Seriscan imaging done, you could see the sort of a hole in my brain over there. So that explains everything, Rich. I know that's what you're thinking.
Explains a lot.
That explains a whole lot.
Yes, it does.
20 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Are we picking on Chipotle? Are there a lot of other... It seems to me the news media has gotten on to this problem with the E. coli. More E. coli news. Chipotle stock goes down again. The CDC is looking into more cases. Why?
You know what? I actually think it's good. Can I tell you my opinion on this?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, Chipotle's taken a hit. They've had a couple of incidents in a row that have affected the quality of their food. But you know what gives me hope about this?
Mm-hmm.
Is the reason that they're having these incidents is because they actually use fresh ingredients. Everything
right.
that goes into fast food places like McDonald's or Burger King comes from one office.
Well, that's why I'm asking the question.
Very controlled. Yeah. Very, you know, they know exactly what's in there, which I guess is good.
Yeah.
But I'd almost rather take the chance on the fresh produce that Chipotle's picking up from all over the place.
I still like Chipotle, trust Chipotle, and still will eat at Chipotle because they do make an effort to make healthy food.
Not really. What's
the
a little
thing, too, is the news media always likes to go after whoever is successful.
Right.
They do the same thing with Uber, and they do that with Chipotle, and they do it with
knock
whoever.
Knock down people who are doing good, that are contributing.
Well, right. And people who claim that we are trying to do it better.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
So, no, I still eat at Chipotle and still will trust Chipotle.
I had one lunch. Bob and I went to a Chipotle. He likes them. So we were out one day and we stopped at Chipotle. I didn't like it. It didn't appeal to me. But it had nothing to do with it. Whatever.
Yeah, you're not a meat guy. I mean,
no, there's nothing in there.
To go into.
Beans and stuff. Okay. So I can go open a can of beans at home. I don't have to go to Chipotle for it. And have
because a can of beans is unhealthy for you, Doug.
Yeah.
You know how they cook those beans in the can.
Right, Rich. Listen to Rich. He's been listening to the Good Day program for all these
years.
Botulism, dude. Don't eat canned goods.
Oh, my God. Kenny, can you believe it?
You.
What a shocker.
That's impressive.
Woo! All right, Richie. 2 points for you. All right, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It's like going to school here, being on the Good Day program. Speaking of that, how many of you are interested in what your chances are in winning Powerball tonight with the drawing? There are 300 million people that live in America, and you have a chance as an American citizen, one out of 300 million, to win Powerball tonight. The jackpot's what, $470-80 million? It'll be $500 million by the time the drawing takes place tonight. That's a $500 million. You don't think the lines are going to be out the door, around the corner, and up the street today?
Already got mine.
People buying these tickets for the Powerball jackpot?
I heard a lady on the news, they're out there at every store that sells these tickets in there. And what would you do with the money if you win and all this other stuff?
Had that. Well, that's the question that Doug
said. And I heard one lady say, one person shouldn't win. They should have several winners because that's too much
sometimes
money.
They do.
That's too much money for one person.
Who is she
to
say that?
Who is she voting for? Bernie Sanders?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, Mrs. Bernie Sanders.
Feel the burn.
Kenny, what did you start to say?
But I have my tickets.
Oh, good. Everybody got a ticket. In a moment, Clark Hodges, who's a financial advisor, is going to throw cold water on this whole thing. What do you do when you get all that money? Okay, so we'll figure it out in a moment here. This is a Good Day at 43 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze white oak laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood, and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Clark Hodges joins us now, financial advisor, strategist, runs Hodges Capital in Dallas. Happy to have you here, Mr. Hodges. Thank you for joining us to talk about the winnings. People get a lot of cash. I suppose maybe this doesn't just apply to when you win the lottery, but what do people do who come upon, whether it's through inheritance, maybe they have started a company and it has an IPO and they rake in lots of cash. What do people do with a fast jolt of big cash?
Well, it comes down to your core beliefs. And I think one of the first things that a lot of people believe in doing is, you know, giving part of it away, churches, charities, things like that. I think that's an important aspect of it. You always hear, you know, save 10%, give 10%. And when you get a big lump sum, you know, obviously you could do more than that because it's such a large amount. But I think those two boxes need to be checked first, where you put aside money for yourself, for your family, to set them up in the best way possible. And then put aside money for a charity, or the church, or an organization that you believe in, and do something good for the community. I think that's very important as well.
All right. So explain, we're now in this tax season mentality with many of us now. There's still things you can do to save money on your 2015 tax return, depending on what your bracket is.
Right.
We're talking about people who have money, whether they get it quickly or whether it grows. There are some people, many of the one percenters, that the news media wants to turn the rest of the country against, but yet they're the people who provide the capital to build new buildings and companies and jobs and all that other stuff. If you have X number of dollars, and I don't know, I can pick a number out of the air, it's probably not important what the number is, and have it invested wisely, isn't it true that many families that we know, names we know, who have a good amount of money, set it up so that the throw-off of what the principal is plenty of money to keep the families in cash for perpetuity? If you do it smart, you can set up, you got 40, 50 million bucks, let's say, you put it in some safe investment that you can throw off a couple of million bucks a year from
there,
right?
Sure. You're talking about the difference between wealth preservation and accumulation of wealth. And it depends on which category you're in. Most of us are in the accumulation of wealth phase. But once you've gotten enough wealth, you need to go and conserve it, and you need to be conservative with it. So you don't want to put it at risk like you were when you're trying to grow it. And obviously cash doesn't pay a lot nowadays with interest rates where they are.
4 or 5. Good investment.
And things like that.
Same investors, you can get maybe 8% out of it, right? If you
oh, no, you can't even get that. You can't get 8%. No.
Got to take a little risk.
You're talking about taking a, if you're getting 8% dividend on some investment, you're taking risk. Mm-hmm. Definitely taking risk.
Right.
If you want to buy a bond, 30-year bond, you know, you're going to get less than 2% on that yield. So that's very, very low. But that's the type of thing you're talking about.
Same.
You know, the Warren Buffetts of the world that have plenty of money, they're just living off of that income from that
right.
money.
Yeah. All right, so if we have, we only have about 30 seconds. You got an income that's based on a Powerball jackpot. If it's $500 million, that means they'll get to keep about $300 after taxes, probably.
Right.
So you put that away, you have enough money to take care of any offspring that would ever exist in your family.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt. Your biggest problem becomes taxes, and your biggest problem becomes how to avoid getting taxed for your
well. But you pay the taxes on the winnings up front, so then you're only going to be paid paying taxes on money that you make from the investments
right.
after the fact.
But when that person, let's say that person that wins it is in their latter years,
mm-hmm.
their biggest problem becomes how do I avoid passing this money on to my children and them avoiding the taxes
right. That's important to take the consideration into heart. Clark Hodges from Hodges Capital in Dallas, thank you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain. He wants to talk about pain. I had a gallstone the size of a baseball.
Well, gallstone, yes. When I had the shingles, you see me in here complaining to Phil about it, huh? Did you?
Shingles, shmingles. When I had my ulcers, I was f***ing razor blades.
I'm a love man.
You're supposed to be smoking filter cigarettes, Pop.
Yeah, well, I'm 94 years old. What the hell do I care?
Why would a woman come over at 1:30 in the morning to see you?
Just why do you think, bonehead?
Hey, there were three of these movies, Chucker, weren't there? Seems to me. The first two. Grumpy Old Men, Otis Redding, and Love Man, which was used prominently in these movies. By the way, the first one was number one at the box office during this week in 1994. Do you believe that?
No, it's almost hard to believe how things have changed.
My heavens.
But they were good. I mean, they were great together.
Yeah, but think about how many years. That's 20 years ago.
I know.
My heavens, more than that. All right, anyway, so number one at the box office back in 94. We have movie moments with the movie news, movie trivia information coming out of our ears, thanks to Chuck Curry, our movie man, who gives us that movie news that we have been waiting for in just a moment here on Good Day.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance, tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news box today?
Okay, Doug, according to Sylvester Stallone, in an interview, he says he is officially retired from playing the character of Rambo. Now, over the last few years, there's been a lot of buzz and stories and possible storylines for another Rambo, but I guess he's going to pull a plug on that character. There's been four, and I liked them all, I got to be honest. I was hoping he'd do another one, but not going to happen. But he is going to play Rocky Balboa again. There will be a Creed 2 sequel. Actually, Stallone, Doug, said in this interview that he believes that Carl Weathers will reappear as Apollo Creed in flashback scenes. Now, just people would say, well, how can he do that, playing a younger Apollo Creed when he's, I believe, like 68 years old? If you watched Ant-Man, there was a scene in the beginning with Michael Douglas where they used this de-aging CGI process, and Michael Douglas looked like 40 years younger, and it looked very, very good.
All they have to do is go back to old movies and get the stuff out of the old movies.
Yeah, I mean, they could do a lot of different things, but, I mean, his scenes would be with Michael B. Jordan as his son, yeah. But that'd be good to see. One other bit of news, TV news, Ryan Murphy and the FX channels, The People vs. O.J. Simpson miniseries, which he has next month. I hear some really terrific buzz that this series is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba Gooding Jr. plays O.J. Simpson, and John Travolta plays Robert Shapiro.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be John Travolta who played.
Yeah, I know. I knew I would flub that one up. No, I believe when I first went on the air with you, the O.J. Simpson trial was happening.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right about that. That's eons ago. Speaking of that, going back in movie history, let's see what opened on this date. 1998, Shakespeare in Love. Got a lot of Academy Award nominations.
Well, it won the Oscar for Best Picture over Saving Private Ryan.
Right. Gwyneth Paltrow was in it. Judi Dench was in it as they started. And also, You've Got Mail was open on this date, 1998. I was looking at an old picture of Tom Hanks in some really early movie. I flipped through a channel and saw him. My God, has he changed as he's grown up. He looks old and tired now when you look at his face, and yet he was so young and vibrant in some of those early movies that he was in when he was in his 20s. There's somebody, you look across the
There is a difference
time capsule.
When you're in your 20s and you're in your 50s. There is a difference.
That's true. Thank you very
much. But, speaking, when's the last time you saw Shakespeare in Love on TV? You see Saving Private Ryan every month on TNT. They never air Shakespeare in Love. So clearly they picked the wrong picture to win the Oscar for Best Movie that year.
Really?
I believe so.
That's true. Chucker's got it. Also debuting on this date, 2009, Avatar. I thought that was a Christmas movie for some reason. Wasn't it? 2009?
Summer film.
Was it?
It launched 3D again.
Yeah. All right, Chucker. We got it right. 59 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.